Toyota.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Lamar is a good ally. Does that mean that we should support him as opposed to the people petitioning for their freedom? The point here is that we have to support people everywhere who strive for their freedom and their democracy.
There's a talk radio caller thinking out loud that we ought to worry more about the people of Egypt and not so much about President Mubarak and the politics there. Chaos in Egypt, number one this week on the talk radio countdown show. Doug Steffen here. This is the overview of what's going on for this past week, ending on Friday, February the 4th. The overview of the top 10 from Talkers Magazine. Here's a rundown of the top 10 hits, in fact, determined by the staff on this program and at Talkers Magazine. The talk radio programs we monitor all across the country, local shows, to determine our list. At number 10, the Charlie Sheen case, the 911 call, the drugs, all the crazy stories. That's number 10. At number 9, all the talk about the Super Bowl, the hype that goes along with it, the commercials, that sort of thing. At number 8, the soon-to-be-released memoirs of former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. Global warming is 7. Nobel Prize nomination for WikiLeaks, number 6. Number 5, continuing discussion about our relationship with China. Number 4, what's going on with the debt and how can we cut the budget. The number 3 item this week, the severe weather around the country. Wow, that's a story and a half. Number 2, healthcare reform. And as I mentioned, the chaos in Egypt is number 1. Some more from Egypt, Delaware host Alan Laudell on our affiliate WDEL, talking to a Middle East advisor about what other countries think about what's going on there.
Aaron David Miller, advisor to U.S. secretaries of state of both parties on Middle East negotiations, sees the Egyptian situation entering a new dangerous phase.
The longer this goes on without a resolution, the greater the propensity for violence. You've got possible confrontations within and between protesters, pro and anti-Mubarak. And clearly, I don't think it's stretching the bounds of credulity to breaking point to suggest that many of those pro-Mubarak supporters are probably paid government agents or government employees. So the longer this goes on, angry people with weapons, high concentration of population, you run the risk also of the Egyptian military, if the lawlessness gets out of control, having to intercede. And then you could end up with large numbers of casualties. So I think this is a demonstration of what happens when political change can't be channeled appropriately. And right now, in the rest of the Arab world, Arabs and Muslims are going to say, you know, we're not sure we want this. We're not sure that this makes sense. What people, I think, here forget is that the greatest downside to this, greater than Mubarak as president, greater than all of that, is the Arab fear of what the Arabs call fitna, which is civil strife. Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Lebanon. This has to be avoided. And in a way, this is giving democratic protest movements a bad name.
Well, what you just described, where the military would feel compelled to intervene, it becomes kind of a fait accompli, doesn't it? Because it could very well be that's why these provocateurs might have been hired by the government in the first place to do this.
Well, it could easily backfire, though, because the a military intervention, an effort to restore law and order, could lead to large numbers of casualties. That will be on Mubarak's head. And the circumstances here for exactly how you're going to reconcile his determination to stay until September through presidential election and the protesters' demands that he leave immediately and the Obama administration's efforts to thread the needle, so to speak, is unclear.
Yeah, a lot of things that are not particularly clear. Let's now listen to another host from another one of our stations. This time it's California host Bill Carroll talking with a correspondent in Cairo about the way a lot of journalists have been rounded up by the Egyptian military this week.
I think the main and the most disturbing new twist on this story is that the Egyptian military has been rounding up Western reporters in Cairo, in some cases confiscating their equipment. And, you know, it's almost like they're trying to shut the world out. And that can be pretty scary. Leland Viterte, can you pronounce your name for me properly? It'd be really disrespectful to get your name wrong.
Well, Bill, I answer to "Hey, you" a lot of times, especially to our producers over here. But it's Leland Vittert here from Cairo. We're held up in a hotel here near to the airport as what probably tomorrow could be the defining moment in this protest goes down.
Are you freaking out a little bit that they've been rounding up reporters and taking away equipment? I'm sure you've heard that.
Well, we certainly have heard it. We certainly heard about it happening to friends of ours, and we've certainly had colleagues been visited by the security services, sometimes in a not-too-friendly way, as they tend to do in this part of the world. I wouldn't say we're freaking out. You know, we have some incredibly talented security staff who are with us who take great care of us, and you, more than anything, just have to be smart and be careful.
Yeah, we're 2 days away now from the million people out on the streets. Yesterday was particularly violent. We've been focused on reporters being rounded up a little bit. But how has it changed on the street in the last 3 days? The numbers of pro and anti-Mubarak demonstrators and the level of violence?
Well, I think if you have to say in the last 3 days, you know, in the last 3 days we've seen the pro-Mubarak / government forces come out and start, you know, throwing Molotov cocktails and beating people and throwing rocks and everything else. Up until those guys came out, it was largely a peaceful protest. So I think you've seen that change. You've also seen a huge rise in the level of injuries. We have now almost a dozen dead. We have more than 1,000 people injured. More sort of reports of that coming in by the minute. So the ante in this has been raised considerably. And at some point, one side, it seems like, is going to have to blink, or otherwise you have, you know, we're going to go from a street battle to a street war. And already in the suburbs of Cairo, the arsons, the looting, the street battles are spreading.
All right, so there's Bill Carroll talking to one of the journalists over there, 800-510-8255. Isn't it interesting how these guys make themselves the story when, you know, they're not really the real story is what's going on over there, but their egos get the best of them, and it's all about them. It's not all about them. It's about what's going on in this country and what happens over there. It's of interest to a lot of people for a lot of good reasons. We'll be taking your calls on this in a matter of moments. 800-510-8255. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Domino's $5.99 carryout pizza deal. So amazing, we can't even talk about it on the air.
Sure we can. It's our large inspired pizza with any two toppings for just $5.99.
It's a price so low, we can't even say it out loud.
I just did. It's $5.99.
We're not even allowed to think about this limited time offer.
Is this how you really talk?
Yes.
Backed by popular demand, it's Domino's $5.99 carryout pizza deal. Get a large inspired pizza with any two toppings of your choice for just $5.99. Hurry in. Offer ends February 5th. Only at Domino's.
Carryout only. Deep dish may be extra. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
We here on the Good Day program have been talking a lot about the healthful benefits of probiotics over the years. Our friends at Digestive Advantage, who make Sustanex, now have a formula to help you with a wider variety of gastrointestinal ailments before they become a problem, instead of treating the after effects like so many other brands do. You know about the special probiotics that are in Sustanex. Well, add to that. Digestive Advantage, unlike other probiotics, survive passage through stomach acids to grow in your digestive tract. Digestive Advantage also helps break down complex carbohydrates, which when they go undigested, trigger digestive problems. You know the story. Gas, bloating, diarrhea, those things. And with a strong immune system and with Digestive Advantage, you don't have these problems. So right now, get a 30-day supply for less than $10. That's right. The other comparable products are $20 and $30 a month. $10 a month for Digestive Advantage, available at drugstores and supercenters like CVS, Walgreens, and Target.
Can I make a deal with you? I'll give you $100, and you can give me $1,000. Sound crazy? Well, if you're carrying a balance on your credit card month after month, you've already taken that bad deal. That's right. You've made a deal with the credit card company that could be costing you thousands in high interest and late fees. If you want to get debt-free once and for all, you need to call Credit Guard of America right now for free information. Just call 1-800-724-1077. We work directly with your creditors to lower your interest rates, stop the collection calls, and eliminate your late fees. Then we roll everything into one affordable monthly payment, so you can get debt-free and stay debt-free. It's that simple. No more credit card payments, no more collection calls. If you made a bad deal with a credit card company, it's time to get debt-free starting today. Call Credit Guard of America for free information. 1-800-724-1077. That's 1-800-724-1077.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Oh, unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Watch
unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and we're reviewing the details of this number one item, the chaos in Egypt after the news came out that the government had shut off the country's access to the Internet. Host David Serrata talked with several callers about whether President Obama ought to have an Internet kill switch.
Dan, do you think we should have an Internet kill switch in the United States?
Absolutely not, Dave. I think that this is, you know, part of the backbone of democracy is the Internet. And, you know, of course, you know, every dictator in the history of this world has used that as an excuse. I'm here to protect you, you know. But, of course, the problem is once you take away that right, you never get it back. You know, it's gone. It's gone forever.
And I'm with you, right? Yeah. I'm totally with you on this, that it's hard for me to understand what kind of a national emergency would require a president of the United States to shut down the Internet. The only one I can really imagine is if the president's opposition gets so loud that the president doesn't like it. In other words, the Internet is primarily a method of communicating, a method of speech, of political, not just political speech in general. Now, the proponents pushing this bill say, well, what if there's a cyber attack, a cybersecurity attack? I mean, the idea that you'd have to shut down everybody's access to what's become a basic mode of communication, I think is ridiculous.
Of course it is. It's overkill. And, you know, and like I say, that's what dictators always use. They use that as a pretext to gain absolute power.
That's right. The nation is under threat. I need to shut down my political opposition. And the thing is, maybe this isn't the thrust of the bill, the intended consequence of the bill. But you give a president that kind of absolute power, I think it's a huge mistake. Dan, thanks for the call. Let's go to Rick in Greeley.
Regarding this Internet kill switch, I guess I'm kind of a little on the fence about it. Let me explain that. What I mean to say is, I think it's okay to have the discussion as to, you know, if something like what's happened in Egypt did happen here, you know, what options are available and what kinds of things, you know, might be appropriate, and whether or not this idea of shutting the Internet down is appropriate or not. I mean, I think
discussion. I guess I would ask you, what happened in Egypt? I mean, people are demonstrating and protesting for their rights.
No, I know that. But what I'm saying is, this has to be maybe just a part of the discussion that they need to talk about. I don't know that I 100% agree with the idea of shutting it down completely, because that's not going to stop if the revolution or whatever is as important to shut the Internet down, then it's probably not going to really stop it. You know what I mean?
Well, I agree. Okay. And I'm going to agree with you on that. What I would say, though, is, this is a question of how much power is appropriate for any single person in the United States to have. In our government. And I am not comfortable with the idea of one person being given effectively unilateral authority to flip a switch and shut down the Internet. I don't care if it's the president. I don't care if it's the chairman of a committee. That is too, in my estimation, and there's no right or wrong answer on this question, but that's too much power for one person to have.
Yep, he's right about that. 800-510-8255. Let's see here, Greg in West Virginia, your thoughts on all this.
I think President Mubarak has been a good ally of the United States, and he's been a voice of moderation in the Arab community. His influence has throughout the region has maintained calm over three decades, between those that are enemies of Israel and those even that despise the United States and our way of life.
Yeah, you're a silly man, Greg. Mubarak has become a multi-billionaire because of the United States. That hasn't helped the people there. It's 21 after on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. you can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And people want to be talking about the situation in Egypt. The president says he wants to leave, but he can't. That's what he tells Christiane Amanpour, and ABC is pounding the heck out of that interview, promoting it here, there, and everywhere. There are problems in other countries in the Middle East that nobody seems to be talking about. Tunisia and Yemen for a couple. Also interesting side stories about Al Jazeera and how they've come into their own, all part of this review. And in the Talk Radio Countdown section at Good Day Show or DougStephan.com, go to DougStephan.com. You'll click on Chaos in Egypt there in the Talk Radio Countdown box. You'll see a link to Al Jazeera, and the what you see is what's happening right now on the streets of Cairo. You'll see it live. If you want to follow it, the audio and the video there at DougStephan.com. Meanwhile, we get back to our callers, 800-510-8255. Warren in Virginia thinks Mubarak has to go.
Right now, he's not serving the U.S. interest by keeping the people, voice of the people down. And I think that as Americans, we kind of forget. Right now, we're going through our recession, and we're like at 9% unemployment, maybe close to 10. These people have about 40% unemployment, and they're buying food and stuff like that has gone up dramatically. So we're in a very dangerous situation because they're going to follow to whoever gives them jobs, whether it be someone who might be a terrorist or someone who might not follow the rules of capitalism. And it might be unstable for us because, like, if they don't sell natural gas or they start jacking up the prices of the Suez Canal, it might hurt our interest again. We have to ensure that the people who come into power understand the business concerns. We are giving military aid, but we also need to give them economic aid, make sure there are trading partners. We have to make sure that their unemployment is down. I know that a lot of American people right now are going to say, why should we give foreign aid to another country while people here are hurting? But the big picture is, since we're interconnected globally, one of those countries like Egypt, which is 25% of the Arab population of the world, if they are not playing ball, we might have instability with Israel as well as the other Arab nations.
Moving along quickly, Herbie calls from Washington with thoughts on this.
I think we have it backwards. Instead of buying one man, we ought to just, you know, help the people. The money that we give to one person like that in order to control the whole group of people. You know, it's kind of backwards. That money could have been spread out amongst the Egypt people and they wouldn't be like they are. That's just like here in America. We have all of these people, these companies and banks and stuff that we bail out. If we spread that money out amongst the people, then we would have a nice country. We are what you call top heavy. You know, we're more for our individuals instead of countries.
800-510-8255. Here is Joy in Kansas City listening and thinking to the countdown.
What I think is important is that we don't repeat what we did in the 60s in the Middle East. And that is to play an uneven-handed approach between Arab countries, whether that we stand for democracy, but only if it's for Israel and the support of business. I think it's time that we play an even-handed approach, because what had happened in the 60s was that we turned countries away that were moving toward westernization, to include Iran, by being so protective of Israel that we've turned our backs on the Arab countries. And as a result of that, we ended up with a lot of reactionary responses from the Middle East, which is what we're getting now.
Very interesting. Thank you. There is a tricky future for democracy, for people living in the Middle East. Decolonization is one of the things, one of the words that is a buzz because of what the Europeans certainly did. They colonized this whole area and made a mess of it, and that's part of the problem. 28 past the hour now, and the countdown will continue in a few moments.
Mushy mush mish mush mush.
Ah, mush mush mush.
That's too bad. They've eaten mushy oatmeal their entire lives. Now, even their conversation is mushy. Lucky for them, there's Better Oats brand instant oatmeal, made with 100% whole grain oats, real fruit and flax for a great taste and texture. It comes in 28 delicious varieties, like dark chocolate and chai spiced. No more mush mouth, just Better Oatmeal.
Mush mouth?
That's right. And it's guaranteed. If you don't like Better Oats better, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more details and to find a store near you.
Live from Progressive.
Hello again. Talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi. Can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're here today with Paul Dow of Timeshares Only, and Paul, you've got some terrific news for timeshare owners.
That's right. In the next 6 months, over $3.5 billion of timeshares will be sold.
So this is the perfect time to sell.
Exactly, which is why you need to get your property into our network, and if you call us right now, you'll also get a $500 shopping spree absolutely free.
$500 free?
Yes. Just for posting your property with Timeshares Only. And when you do sell your property, you'll get cash. It's a double bonus. You can't lose.
Except if I don't call.
Hey, over 10 million people will be looking to buy a timeshare. So we need your property now.
The number to call now is 1-800-921-0714. That's 1-800-921-0714. Turn your timeshare into cash and get a free $500 shopping spree.
And if our lines are busy, please keep calling.
That number again for timeshares only is 1-800-921-0714. That's 1-800-921-0714.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all-natural, all-organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
Cuda.com.
Doug Steffen here reviewing the hot hits for the week of January 31st through February 4th. The number one item, which we're still on, we'll continue it, and then we'll go through some of the other items as the time and hour allows us to do that. More of your calls at 800-510-8255, the chaos in Egypt and what it means to America. Andy is in Columbia, Maryland, listening to the Big Talker 1580 in Washington.
I think it depends on who you ask. I think if you ask the CEOs of the big oil companies, they're going to say he's been a great friend. I think if you ask the families of those lost on September 11th, I think he's not been such a good friend. What's going on here is we've traded human rights for stability. I mean, he's maintained stability by torturing and murdering the opposition, and we supported him. Therefore, you know, by proxy, we're responsible for the brutal repression of human rights, not just in Egypt, but across the Middle East. I mean, this is why we lost two buildings, or one of the reasons we lost two buildings on September 11th and 3,000 Americans, rest in peace. And when the dirty bomb or a biological weapon of mass destruction goes off in the United States, we're really going to have only ourselves to blame.
Wow. There's a lot of talk this week about the dirty bombs being put together by Al-Qaeda, et cetera, if you've not heard that story. 800-510-8255. Ken in Seattle thinks what's happening in Egypt is going to give other oppressed countries ideas.
I think what's really going on is this is kind of scaring, you know, some of the other regimes in the area, because if they see that the Egyptians, you know, a moderate or quote-unquote moderate country can come up off of, you know, so much oppression and, you know, being under the thumb of that dictator for so many years, maybe that'll happen in other countries. And I think that that's what's really going on, is people are just starting to get fearful of the instability.
Crisis in Egypt. You see all the headlines, et cetera, et cetera. Egyptian president says he wants to leave, but he can't. This wreaks havoc in the area. All of these headlines, pretty disturbing. Some of the video is pretty disturbing. And as I said, you can follow it in the Talk Radio Countdown section at DougSteffen.com. Let's get one more caller in here before we resume our overview, moving as much as we can between number 2 and number 10. Here's John in Albany, New York.
On the one hand, you can say, yes, Mubarak is a good
ally because he supports America's foreign policy and he keeps that area of the world stable. But on the other hand, Egypt isn't an ally to democracy after the last 30 years. I mean, what we've seen, according to American standard, that should not be an ally to the United States. Stability due to suppression of a people for 30 years is not an ally I want for America.
All right. Well, we've covered this, I think, pretty well. You got the picture from the point of view of how it's been discussed on News Talk Radio and television from the left and the right. So let's move on to number two. We'll start with number one and go through as many of these with excerpts from some of the conversations on these programs, starting with a healthcare discussion on Scott Voorhees' program. Here he talks to Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa about what happens now that the healthcare reform bill has been declared unconstitutional.
A federal judge in Florida ruled Obamacare unconstitutional, citing the mandate, and if he takes that away, the entire system that was set up completely unravels. What now, Senator?
Well, as far as the Congress is concerned, we're going to start over again. And when I say start over again, I sincerely mean start over again. And when I say that, I haven't heard a single member of the United States Senate that says everything about a health care system's perfect and nothing needs to be changed.
Mm-hmm.
So then you repeal it and you replace it with things. I won't go into the details of that. But the idea is a lot of things have to be fixed. But this bill and this law does not fix them. In fact, in many respects, it makes it worse. So that's the Congress. Now, what's going on in the courts is separate, and that's going to go on independent of anything we're doing, and you have to know that for a fact. They could declare it unconstitutional, as the district courts do, but that's going to be appealed to the respective 11th Circuit Court for Florida, and then in a Virginia case, the First Circuit Court. But it's eventually going to get to the Supreme Court before we have finality on this, and so we just kind of have to wait. But if the whole thing goes down, as the judge said it should, then, in fact, we could start over again in Congress, regardless of what Congress does.
Yeah, and you and I have talked over the really the last year and a half about all of your and fellow Republicans' ideas for better health care coverage for all Americans without the mandate and with lower costs. And those ideas have been out there for years. So everyone who says that, well, the other side has no ideas, that is absolutely wrong.
Scott Voorhees talking to Senator Chuck Grassley about health care or health reform or insurance reform. I continue to criticize this whole thing because there's no discussion anywhere of prevention and care. And some of us don't want to have a different insurance. We just want it to be cheaper. It's gotten ridiculously expensive. Okay, so from Nebraska, where Scott Voorhees is, to Colorado, where Mario Solis Marich does a program, he talks with a healthcare researcher about a judge in Mississippi who dismissed complaints against the healthcare bill, saying that the complaints and not the bill are unconstitutional.
There was actually a decision today that was a judicial decision. A judge in Mississippi, no less, found that the complaints against the healthcare reform bill were unconstitutional and dismissed the complaints without prejudice. That hasn't gotten a lot of notice here. It hasn't hit the mainstream media for some reason. But that's another positive decision, correct?
Well, yeah, and that's what people have to remember, that the decision that came down Monday, which was, of course, the big one, Judge Vinson in Florida, that this is one judge, one district judge. We've had, I think 12 cases dismissed, now 13. You had two other judges who said that the mandate is constitutional, that it falls within the Commerce Clause, that there is a precedent for Congress regulating so-called inactivity. So one judge, and you have Republicans who, have been railing against activist judges left and right for the past decade, all of a sudden saying that everyone must bend to the will of a single conservative judge.
Yeah, this is outrageous. And what's wild, I saw a chart the other day of the coverage that the decisions get. It seems like the anti-healthcare decisions get a lot more coverage, but there have been more decisions on the side of supporting healthcare reform than the other way around.
Well, on one hand, that's understandable, because if you dismiss a lawsuit or you find that that the law is constitutional, nothing really changes, and so it's not terribly surprising. Obviously, you create waves when you say the president's signature law is unconstitutional. So, in some respect, that's a given. But of course, also you have you have an eagerness, of course, for a story where you kind of have the setup of someone who's the president who's supporting the law and somebody who's against the law. So it's this good guy, bad guy kind of thing that that really makes a news story.
All right. So you can again listen to both sides of the story, make up your own mind. If we have time, we'll take some more of your calls on any number of these items, but I want to get the coverage on the radio programs on as we can, as time allows. 800-510-8255. Number three, the severe winter weather and the implications we have from, looking at a map right now, as a matter of fact, across the country, Denver, where I happen to be this morning, across through the Midwest and even south of here, snow in Houston, Dallas, where the game is this weekend. Wow. All kinds of wild weather. Here in New York, Steve Malzberg on his program talks about the record-setting cold winter we're having. And, of course, if you know Malzberg, he'll like to take a few shots at Al Gore.
Joe Bastardi from AccuWeather. Joe Bastardi saying that this winter's on track to become the coldest for the nation as a whole since the 80s or even the late 1910s. And here's the real good news. You ready for this? Three or four out of the next five winters could be just as cold, if not colder. That's right. That's what global warming will get you. That's what global warming will get you. Bastardi says he's worried that next winter, for example, will be colder than this one. And he's really concerned about, our tough financial times, the price of oil. He's really concerned about the prospect for more persistent cold weather in the coming years, putting increased financial hardship on Americans. Yeah, he talks about the La Nina occurs when sea surface temperatures across the equatorial central and eastern Pacific are below normal. The La Nina, the whole thing. Bottom line, cold, bitter cold. Now, yesterday, I read Al Gore made an entry on a blog on his website or something, and he talked about how, hey, this is consistent with what we have always said. And the experts have always said, because of global warming, it's going to bring lots of snow and cold temperatures. Right? When did he ever say that? He told us the seas were going to rise and this and that. He never told us we're going to go through horrific cold. Never. In his whole stupid documentary, which, by the way, in Great Britain, because the father of a student went to court, if you want to show that movie in your classroom as a teacher, you have to point out the, 12 inaccuracies that are in this so-called documentary. It's the law. But do you remember, and by the way, I don't have to tell you, historic blizzard in Chicago, a 2,000-mile storm. I woke up in New Jersey to the crack of ice all over my car and the walkways and the streets. We're getting another storm on Saturday. I mean, it's like every other day. This is global warming? No. We were specifically told by Al Gore and by everybody else who would weigh in that we were going to burn to death. And the glaciers were melting and the polar bears were dying and the snow was going away. No one said the snow is going to come back. No one said it's going to get freezing cold.
Nobody ever said Steve Malzberg was a genius. Global warming, hello, the influence of the temperature going up influences the conditions. The weather changes and has more dramatic ebbs and flows. It has more yin and yang to it, so it creates. I'm no fan of Al Gore necessarily, but to listen to some of these hosts who just don't get the oversimplification of this, the change is that the weather becomes more extreme. Hello. Anyway, that's number three. We deal with number four quickly, the national debt. Number five up next here on the countdown.
The shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in without a sound. Which aroma fills the air, and really nothing can compare to that first cup of Folgers going down. The best part of waking up, Folgers in your car.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like I always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
800-510-8255. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, overviewing what's been talked about a great deal this week. At number five, the situation with China. I noticed that Ron Paul had a lot to say about China and economic problems here. Doesn't think that China's responsible for our economic problems. At number six this week, a pretty interesting story about WikiLeaks being nominated for the Nobel Prize. Here is podcaster John Varillo wondering if WikiLeaks can actually win the prize.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize by a member of the Norway Parliament. And in doing so, they cited Mr. Assange's release of all these secret government documents that has led to the exposure of torture and other situations by governments around the world, and what they would call corruption, war crimes, and torture, unquote. And they thought that he has done a lot to advance, you know, the cause of, sort of, I guess, freedom around the world. Now, my question is, do you agree with this? Yes or no? Should Julian Assange have been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize? And do you think that he should win? What do you think has been the impact of WikiLeaks on government and on, you know, the whole global situation here? And what role have they played with what's going on in Tunisia, what's going on now in Egypt, and what's next for WikiLeaks?
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Car insurance.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So we are 800-510-8255. We're counting down or up now. We're moving in the other direction. Number eight, talking about former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld's new book. And on the program hosted by Alona Minkowski, she expresses outrage that he's been named a defender of the Constitution by CPAC.
The Conservative Political Action Conference, known as CPAC, they're holding their annual event this month here in Washington, D.C., and they're giving out their Defender of the Constitution Award. And guess who's getting it? Former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. Conservatives are actually going to celebrate and honor Rumsfeld's actions while he served in George W. Bush's cabinet. I mean, hello, this man oversaw the invasions of Iraq and Afghanistan until being replaced in 2006 after several generals called for his replacement and one day after the GOP lost control of the Senate and House in midterm elections. Yes, let's honor a man who got how many soldiers killed with his mismanagement of two wars in Iraq. More than 2,900 died on his watch, about 350 in Afghanistan. You know, it's really, truly hard to see Rumsfeld as a defender of the Constitution. Back in 2005, he was sued by the ACLU for authorizing the torture and abuse of detainees at facilities in Iraq and Afghanistan. And the ACLU claimed that the Constitution prohibited the Secretary of Defense from adopting or permitting policies of cruelty against civilians in U.S. military custody. But Rumsfeld said that he couldn't legally be liable for that torture. Now, that lawsuit was eventually dismissed, but at least there was a lawsuit there. Let's get back to the point here. That a man who okayed torture is now being given an award from CPAC for defending the Constitution. I think that that says a lot about the conservative movement in this country. Damn the Constitution when it comes to war, but wrap yourself up in it when it comes to giving everyone health care. Way to go, CPAC.
All right, obviously she's on the left, but she makes some good points. Rumsfeld is a cur in my book and doesn't deserve any award except the booby prize. number nine this week, all the Super Bowl hype, what people are going to see, what the expectation is as far as ads are concerned, who's buying ads, who isn't, all that, a pretty interesting conversation. Right now, though, let's get to number 10, the focus on Charlie Sheen. Tim Conway Jr. talked about Charlie Sheen's recent public statement on his radio program.
Charlie Sheen has a statement out there. And he compares himself to a legendary actor. Get along. He's listen to this. Charlie Sheen compares himself to legendary actor and party animal Errol Flynn in a new statement thanking the big studio honchos for their support. You know, I think that's where that saying in like Flynn comes from. You know, because that guy used to get all the women. And if you knew you had a sure shot, you would say, yeah, I'm in like Flynn. I think that's where it comes from. So, I mean, maybe now it'll be like in like Sheen. Is that possible? Hey, I'm in like Sheen. That's maybe it. I'm seen like Sheen. I don't know. All right, here's Sheen's 911 tape. He calls, somebody in that house calls the doctor because they didn't want to call 911. There's way too many bricks of coke laying around for a 911 call. So they call the doctor, and the doctor's like, hey, I don't want to go on trial for anything that happens at that house. I'm going to call 911. And that's what he's legally obligated to do, by the way. He's just filling his legal obligation in doing this. And the right move as well. You know, I mean, respect the guy who does this. Even though Charlie Sheen is a huge client and may not be a client of this doctor's anymore, I bet this doctor gets a lot of residual business because of the ethics that he's shown in this very popular case. Here we go.
Court Department 3-9, Mercy.
Yes, hi. My name is Dr. Nassif. I live in Beverly Park in Beverly Hills.
Oh, wow. Look at you, Dr. Nassif. Ooh, very fancy up there. Hey, why? Who does that? Who other than, you know, the narcissistic, like, Hollywood doctors? Hey, yeah, I'm calling you. First of all, I'll tell you how rich I am. And then once we get over that, I will give you what the complaint is and what the emergency is. But first, let me tell you a little bit about myself and my real estate holdings.
I'm in Beverly Park in Beverly Hills.
Yes, sir.
I just got a call from the residence of Charlie Sheen, from the secretary. Apparently, what he's saying, they had intoxicated.
All right.
And he's saying, don't call 911. But he got him on the phone. He was very, very intoxicated. Also, apparently in a lot of pain. Kind of weird, the phone call I received.
Is it? Is it really? I mean, nobody else in the world thought it was weird. Does his doctor think it's weird that Chuck Sheen happens to have maybe in some abdominal pain because of, I don't know, drinking, drugs, staying up for 36 hours? You got to listen to your body eventually. You know what your body's telling you? Stop with the bricks of coke after 36 hours.
So that's number 10, Super Bowl 9, Rumsfeld 8, Global Warming 7, WikiLeaks 6, China's 5, National Debt 4, Weather 3, Healthcare 2, and Egypt number 1 on the Talk Radio Countdown.